Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens.
A show where we talk about all things drag, because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we have another season of All-Stars coming. Is it All-Stars 8? All-Stars 8 is coming on the horizon. So we have a brand new group of girls that have got their incredible glow-up looks. So we are going to chat about those today. How are you, Miss Cynthia?
I'm great. I'm prepping for DragCon LA right now. You know when you do your performances on the main stage and you have to have the visuals on the big screen? Well, I know how to computer, like, video edit. So I've been having fun with our visuals for Brat Pack because we've got a little treat in store for that performance with some new content. So I was having lots of fun last night quickly getting it made before the deadline.
Right before that deadline. I love that. I'm not performing this year on the main stage. I missed the deadline, but I also don't know if I wanted to. I wanted to stay at my booth.
I whip my hair back and forth.
Right? That's your name. That could be you. That's the whipping my hair back and forth. That's actually anytime someone would do an impersonation of me, they would do that song. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I was judging a competition and it was like you had to impersonate another queen in the city and someone impersonated me. They did I whip my hair back and forth. And everyone on the panel was like, that was the laziest choice of a song you could have done.
Yeah, very bottom barrel, like,
yeah, with hair. They were like, Juice is, and it was so nice because a lot of them were like, Juice is so much more than just one little move. And how dare you reduce her down to a song? And I was like, wow, you guys are really nice. Holy shit.
These Toronto Queens, I'm telling you.
They're ruthless, bitch. But that's good. That's exciting. I'm excited for DragCon. It should be fun.
And how are you doing? I know we have updates in our lives.
I'm cranky.
Okay, you're cranky.
I've said it a million times, but I'm going to say it again. I just got Invisalign this week, and it has made me absolutely insufferable to be around.
Can we get you some water, please?
Yeah, get her some water.
Okay, is it painful? Like, your teeth hurt right now, or the gums hurt?
No, it's not that. It's just like it's a foreign body in my mouth and it makes me cranky. It makes me just not. I just want to rip it out, file down my teeth and just be done with it.
It's your Virgo energy at this point. You're like, these aren't part of the plan. Like, these shouldn't be in my mouth.
I can't control these. I don't like these. I don't like the feeling of these. And it makes me cranky. And it's like I'm trying so hard to be nice at all times with these in my mouth.
Because you want to, like, compensate for some reason. I haven't noticed a difference. I truly haven't noticed a difference. Thank you. So you're masking perfectly.
Thank you. I just feel like my fuse is shorter.
I get that.
Yeah. I have a very, my tolerance is just so small now. My tolerance was already pretty low for bullshit. Now it's like, it's just a little tiny, tiny toothpick ready to snap.
Yep. No, I get that. You're like, could you just not? My teeth hurt.
Right now. And everybody's saying, like, in a week it's fine. And I'm on day 4, so I've got 2 more days, and that's a weekish. So.
Oh, you're good. And we were chatting. How long do you have the trays in? Like, yours is
just
kind
till
of
September.
September! Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And then you're going to have these beautiful pearly whites. And they won't
I know.
They won't
well,
be
I brush
chipping
my
each
teeth
other.
So much now. So I'm hoping my teeth are just going to be so white after, because I feel all I do is just brush my teeth.
Yeah, that's your new personality. Your new personality will be Invisalign.
Erin Brockovich, stupid bitch, she tweeted, she retweeted Selena Vile, who said that she just got Invisalign and she was going to make it her new personality. So she retweeted it and just wrote Juicebox. And I was like, I will kill you.
It's true. I really feel until September, it is Juicebox featuring Invisalign.
Juicebox featuring Invisalign and just cranky, just miserable.
Which is kind of fun for today, because what we're going to talk about is the Meet the Queens of All-Stars mm-hmm. 8. And honestly, I'm so excited. I feel like we saw so many familiar faces back in the Thunderdome. But specifically, this photo shoot is so well done. I feel like it's Hollywood glamour, it's red carpet, it's high budget, it's props, it's extras. It's everything.
It's
like Paramount
Plus.
It's the
best one they've done, I would say. Because it feels like all the other promos are very, like, flat, there's like a color, or it's just kind of like a very boring background. This is like a set and a production, and there's more than just the queen in the photo. There's like photographers. I love it.
I really liked how much time they put in the post-production of like building them a set, like a staircase, like a red carpet staircase, and that group mm-hmm. shot of all of them. Like, it's very Met Gala. And I just, yes. I love seeing it. The queens come looking so elevated that it really is fun to make sure that the assets, the photos that go along with it, capture how elevated they look.
I agree.
Who is, when you saw this whole cast announcement, just like off the jump, who got you so excited when you saw this list of names?
Honestly, James Mansfield.
You know what? I completely agree. They are so, I don't even want to say underrated, because I feel like they do have their following. I love their presence on YouTube. They're so talented. I feel like mm-hmm. they can make a really shitty wig look not shitty. And I wish I had that skill.
Yes. And I feel like James Mansfield was one of those ones that came out and really created something out of nothing, because they were a first out girl. So for me to see a first out girly on an All Stars, love that. Love that energy.
You're like, we love to see it. It's a real great casting choice.
Good for her. Good for her.
She's gonna set a trend. We need to see mm-hmm. more first outs. Exactly, especially the girls who keep hustling with podcasts. I was also really excited to see Heidi. I feel mm-hmm. like she's such a fun energy. We got to hang out with her just a few months ago. She was in Vancouver in January, and I feel like at all times it's Heidi's world and we're just living in it.
Yes, she is always on and she is always ready. If it's like, if the camera were to come out of nowhere, it would be, she would be prepared.
Well, she wouldn't change. She literally she's always just saying sound bites and living in her own inside jokes that you just instantly fall in love with. We went for mm-hmm. what was it? Hot pot. And hot I just, pot. The whole time I was like, I don't want my hot pot. I'm just enjoying Heidi in closet.
Heidi at one point did a runway walk down the hot pot aisle because the song came on that just inspired her to walk. And everyone at the other tables was like, yay. They're like, what's
it wasn't
happening?
Even, what are you doing? It was yay.
Yay. Go Heidi.
It was so funny. So I love her energy back in there. We've got quite a few big personalities. I feel like Candy Muse jumps out. Even Darian. I feel like Darian can sometimes be a little shady. We've got quite the cast of personalities here. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Alexis?
Like 100%. I feel as though, and can we talk Alexis. About Jimbo? Hello.
Yes.
Oh yes, my Jimbo. God.
Who has caused quite the controversy all over Twitter.
I know. Okay. So if you haven't seen online SQ Cuties, Jimbo's representation of like the female form, it was brought up last season actually on Semi-Qualified Queens, as far as like making fun of ditzy women and it reading as misogynistic. There are points where some viewers of the show find that representation of women super offensive. And Jimbo's entrance look with the full silicone, big breasts, big hips, mm-hmm. bikini look kind of set off quite the discord. What do you think, Jess? I feel like it's kind of silly.
When I say Sugar and Spice acting like dumb girls is misogynistic, I get angry Collins. Well, I'm just saying.
But the thing I like about it here is more the conversation, right? Because you're entitled to your opinion, just like that caller in. So it's interesting. I personally don't see it as any different than the Sugar and Spice thing. And I also mm-hmm. equally don't find it offensive. Like, I think it's in the same category, and I'm also not bothered by it. What say you, Jusica?
Well, I'm just a white cis male, so it's not really for me to talk on.
So, but for exactly acknowledging your perspective in it, which is super fair, so and appropriate.
It's not really my, because I don't want to take away from anyone who is offended by it, because it's a lot of people who are offended. It's their body type, right? So a lot of people who have the body type that Jimbo is representing don't like the way that Jimbo represents it. And honest to God, the examples that they put out of like what, like the offensive videos and stuff, and like, oh, well, you guys think this is entertaining and it's so offensive. I think if Jimbo could dance better, it might be a different tune, because a lot of the times they post these things, and I feel bad. I love my sister, but a lot of the times they post these videos, and it's just of Jimbo just kind of not really dancing very well, and they're like, "This is so offensive." I'm like, "Well, she's kind of a shitty dancer, so it's just like it's not really her fault." But again, I don't want to take anything away from people who, if they're offended by it, they're offended by it, you know.
Yeah.
Right. And that's their perspective. And that's what they're going to put out into the world. And it's just up to us to listen to it. And it's up to Jimbo to take it in and do with it that he will. Like if Jimbo's going to take it and roll with it and take the critiques, or if Jimbo's going to be like, no, you guys aren't understanding me properly. That's their business. That's not mine, you know.
But you know what is Jimbo's business? Getting everybody talking.
I know. Well, I mean, any press is good press.
Honestly, Jimbo, there's something about Jimbo. They have this like way of just like breaking through the noise and having such a artistic perspective. And that's, I think, one of my things that I've just like always been so drawn to with Jimbo. So I'm very excited to see what they do this season. Mm-hmm. I think overall, like, it does come from a place of respect, knowing Jimbo.
Me too.
So that's all I'll like say on the matter as far as like defending Jimbo, is that there's no ill intent. That doesn't erase how people feel, so I don't want to invalidate, but I will say Jimbo's not here to be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna put on this suit to like make fun of these people, this will be perfect. Like, that's not what they're doing when they get into their drag. But
yeah,
they're gonna be very entertaining this season. They're, how do they keep glowing up? Like, and this is their third time on the show as a Canadian. Fills my heart.
Money, I would say.
Money, I believe it's, money. I believe it's, I think, called money.
Money. I think that's cash is what that is. But shall we dive into the looks?
It's such a fun cast. Exactly. I think we got to dive into these looks, alphabetically ordered, of course, just to play fair. So yeah, let's dive in.
So if you are following along at home, don't forget, if you want to see the looks, just put the looks up on your phone. Or if you're on our Patreon, we should have a little photo pop up so you can follow along. We've had some people in the past comment on like how they were talking about looks, but they can't see them. So if you want to follow along, bring up the look. So Alexis Michelle is our first queen. And what are you excited about with Alexis before we jump into her looks?
I feel like with Alexis, she's been patient to like come back in. Like, she's been doing her thing. Like, it's been a while since we saw her on TV, and I feel like she's just perfected her aesthetic. Like, she just looks so, she looks airbrushed at this point. I've seen her in person too. She can look beautiful at all times. I'm quite excited for that hunger, that thirst to kind of come, because you know she's going to come in with that, like, I'm back and I swear to God, this might be the last time. So,
well, have you watched the show Tamar? Do you know, I almost went blind stoning this corset.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, honestly, she's going to be, I feel like she's come back in this way that's going to be very, very feisty. What do you think?
I am just obsessed with her sound bites, because there's nothing I love more than a delusional girl in a competition, and Alexis Michelle is like the Delulu blueprint. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Because something about like having that like insane amount of confidence in a competition like this is just like almost what you need to have.
Yeah.
And so hers is just so good, because not only is her like confidence like slightly the perfect amount of delusional, but also it makes it incredibly entertaining. It gives her an exceeding amount of confidence in the competition, which is great, because then she performs really well. But then if she doesn't perform really well, we get those Lucy LaDuca moments where she's just ready to snap.
We're gonna see it. But tell me, what do you think about this beautiful baby pasteled pink satin off the shoulder gown?
I love it. My favorite part about it is actually the shoe.
Ooh, yes, the little Versace platform.
Yeah, it's like really chunky. It's like the perfect match to the gown. I love the shape of the neckline into the cape.
I don't know how she gets her boobies to look like that. It's so fabulous.
It could be tape. A lot of the time, if you push it up at the outer corner and then you tape it, it stays okay. up. We have a lot of girls in Toronto who do to this similarly. So if you just tape it so the fat stays up there and then you contour the like meat part, it okay. gives it that kind of like up shape. I could show you how to do it.
Oh my God. Patreon listeners, you are getting the full tutorial. I think it's so cool because it honestly looks like she has beautiful breasts and it just flatters the neckline of this gown so much. I think that's my favorite part is the neckline of this dress with the crystals.
The décolletage
is absolutely fabulous. And the hair, she's got these almost pearl baby sprouts coming from the temple and out the ponytail. No notes. Everyone looks so good.
Yeah, it's incredible. I love it so much.
Oh, we're excited for Michelle, or Alexis Michelle. Why'd I call her Michelle? Yes. We're excited for Alexis. Okay, up next we have Darian Lake. Pew, 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 pew.
What are you excited for Miss Darian?
Her confessionals. She's a shady lady.
Oh, me too.
She is shady lady, and she's even older, so she's gonna like enter that old gay energy very comfortably, where she just will say whatever.
She's like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I agree. She's really fun. Have you ever gotten to work with Darian?
I have not.
I had the privilege of working with Darian right before I got on Drag Race. And she is so fun and kind and nice and funny. Oh my God, funny. Like super, super quick.
Yeah.
So
quick witted. Really, and that's what I think I'm excited about Darian. More so the personality than perhaps what the personality is wearing. I don't know of the gamut. This look, it's nice. I love the silhouette. There's something about the fabric, the way it's draping. It's kind of more of that spandexy dance costume. When girls make gowns out of that kind of fabric, I'm not always the biggest fan.
I will say I like the shape of the top and that it goes right into a glove.
Very cool.
Love that. I love something that just like kind of continues on. The bottom of it, you're right. I'm not a big fan of the bottom. It's just sort of, it feels like an afterthought.
Well, she's got the tulle wrapped around her body. I would have shoved that in the skirt.
Well, I would have gotten rid of the tulle entirely because you want to show off that waist.
We'll put the tulle underneath, put it underneath and just make sure the mermaid really poofs.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And maybe just hold the flowers or just keep the flowers at your shoulders because her whole thing is her weight loss, but I can't see her new tiny little waist.
Oh my God, you're so right. It's like I'm skinny mini. I've shrunk down. So let me cover up with poofy bigger details.
Yeah, like why? I want to see how small you are. But she looks beautiful. I'm really excited for her lip syncs because I love a Darian Lake lip sync.
Oh yes, that's popping back into my mind. Yes, no, she is a strong lip syncer, isn't she?
It's a very strong lip syncer. And I'm also really excited for. I hope we get a glow up to her rap.
Oh my God. You know, they're going to like, I feel with some of these girls, it's been a minute since they've come on. The casting department knows why they're iconic. And so it's, I think there's going to be tons of that where they'll lean into the things you know them for.
Yeah. I also feel like she'd be good at a reading challenge. I don't remember her reading challenge, but I have a feeling.
Something tells me Darian will be good at reading.
Good. All right. Heidi in Closet is our next queen. What do you think?
Oh my God, this look is so fun. It's very like, where is Carmen Sandiego? Yeah. In like brown leather. Love the hat. I feel like the hat takes it there. And all the proportions, it's like pointy, pointy shoulder, pointy, pointy hip. She looks like a cartoon.
Yes, I agree. I like the shoes a lot. Mm-hmm. That like kind of nude, like clear vinyl going up her leg. I'm not sold on the pointy hip. I don't know why. Maybe it's just me.
Flashbacks of the Kendall Jenner finale gown in season 2.
Oh my God. Remember that awful gown?
Well, just to interject, this one has more of that leather substance to it. Like it's more structural. So I think that's why I'm vibing is because it sticks out a little bit more.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's bad. It is quite good. My only real problem is that her tits are deflated and lumpy.
Ah, so this happens a lot. Designers will make pieces with a cup for like a pattern with like a breast to fill it. If we don't have as much to fill, you got to put something back there, like even just like a little, like a shoulder pad or like a little bit of stuffing, like, you know, to like stuff a teddy bear. Mm. You need to put something in there so that it pops out and then it sits in that way, because otherwise you will get that kick back in and it'll kind of look concaved. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. That's the only thing I don't like about it, is that she just didn't put anything in that one boob. So she looks like she's got a right deflated tit.
Right.
Yeah. But everything else is beautiful. Face looks beautiful. Super excited for her lip syncs, her confessionals. Oh my God.
I know.
Even in the trailer they dropped, just her facial expressions were already hilarious. So.
And this is exactly how she looked in the hot pot restaurant, just voguing and all the customers sitting around.
The exact pose, almost the same outfit.
Like low-key, I'm looking at it and I'm like, same energy, same energy.
Oh my God. Also, I watched the preview and I saw that they did the thing where they vote for each other.
Okay.
So I have a feeling we're going to get Lip Sync Assassins this year.
Oh, good. You must love that.
Oh, I love Lip Sync Assassins. It gets me so excited.
Oh, good. Put Juice in a good mood. She's less cranky if we get Lip Sync Assassins.
cranky.
Yeah. Next, we have James Mansfield, our favorite. Okay, first glance. So my only first glance with this dress. Is it too short? Like, is it a weird length? Should it have gone longer?
This is a critique I've heard, is that people think that the shoe deserves either, like, a calf length or full to the ground with, like, a slit.
I say second. I say B. With a
you
slit.
You say full with a slit? See, I actually like the length, because I think it works great with her, with, the, like, the outfit and everything. My only problem, it looks wrinkly.
Yeah, I think it's the pose, how she's popping out her leg because it doesn't have a slit. If there was a slit, it's like pulling
in
up.
In between that, I don't know if it's the kind of fabric she used and it's supposed to look like that, but it looks like somebody went like this and like twisted the bottom of the skirt and then unraveled it. So it just looks a little, I wish it was just steamed a bit, but it also just means the type of fabric.
But I wonder if she were in the next pose to put her leg back in and it's just a very narrow tubular skirt, it would have looked less wrinkly.
Maybe.
But we do love the pose. We like the arm up. And may the best woman win.
I love the makeup too. And that big, like, obnoxious circle behind her.
I love
like
it.
That stiff tool.
I know, we're like ignoring the best part. It's
yeah.
Overall, it's a great high impact ditzy girly Barbie look, and I love it. Mm-hmm. That's what we get from James.
And I'm excited for her to be a little bit more, or because I don't think she wasn't confident on her season, but I don't think they portrayed her as confident. I'm excited for her to come back and for her to get more of a fair, confident edit. Because already in her confessionals and the looks that we've seen on the runway, she looks like she's a lot more kind of secure in who she is. So that'll be really fun to see.
I know. I felt like last time she didn't get the airtime of the like lovable weirdo, like quirky girl. It was just there was too much happening in the first episode. And it was kind of like, okay, you're done. Whereas on YouTube, I've fallen in love with the nuance of James's humor. I feel like they're clever in a special way that, yeah, I hope we get to see this season.
She tweeted something. She was just like, I know I went home first, but to be fair, no one told us that we had to be fucking cheerleaders on day one.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Right? So yeah. Justice for James.
Justice for James.
Next we have justice for Jessica Wilde.
Oh my God. So excited for fucking Jessica Wilde. I'm pumped.
I need to be like reintroduced to Jessica. I feel like it's been a minute. Like I almost don't, I have to like dust off my brain. Like the earlier seasons I watched when they came out and I was like, I'm just trying to think like, Juice, what would be like some of Jessica's most like memorable moments from her season?
Her drinking her absolute vodka cocktail and just softly talking to herself about how good it was. Okay. Remember she had her absolute cocktail and she was just going, oh, that's so good. Like, just so soft. Like, what are you doing? And then another really good one was her RuPaul, her just unhinged RuPaul snatch game that made no sense.
Oh, she did Ru?
She did Ru for Snatch Game, and it was completely unhinged. What was it? She had a lot of fun moments. I really liked her on her season. I was a big Jessica Wilde fan.
Season two?
I think two.
Okay.
Yeah. I think two. And there was actually, like, I'm going to say it, like, a little bit of racism. Because I feel like they treated her a little unfairly because of her accent sometimes.
Oh, okay. From production. I see.
From the show coming out kind of way. I felt like she was treated slightly unfairly because of her very, very thick accent and her, like, struggle with, like, English. Because she has to do two languages, right? And so you always have to, if English is your second language, you always have to think a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for her to kind of come out and to get a little bit more, you know, justice for Jessica Wilde, because she did really, really good on her season, but I feel like she'll be portrayed a little bit better now that people kind of know that that's sort of not how we should treat people.
100%. It's such an additional factor to be being funny in a different language. I always think, I'm like, I could never do it. I could never be funny.
Never.
My brain? My God. And this gown is phenomenal and a perfect example of a bust that has the padding or infrastructure where it doesn't concave. It looks perfect.
Looks perfect. And it's kind of giving that, like, posh spice, like rock hard circle tit.
Baby doll boobs. Baby doll head boobs.
Boom. Boom. Just right on her chest, which I'm a big fan of. I didn't expect her to be in, like, a floor-length purple gown, but it fits her incredibly. I love that she did the, like, almost mohawk blonde hair to sort of, like, nod to her RuPaul impersonation, I feel. At least she never said that, but I get that's the kind of energy I get.
Same.
I love it. A lot of people were saying from far away, she looks like Brooklyn's face.
I was going to jump in and say, why am I getting Brooklyn Heights energy?
Yeah.
That is so interesting. But, like, old Brooklyn, like, thick, heavy lash. Like, I feel like since she started working with Victor Peters, they've less is more in some ways. But, like, old Brooke, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it right now.
It's giving vintage Brooklyn, yeah. And she's so an incredible performer. So imagine we got a Jessica Wilde lip sync.
Hello.
I'd be very excited. But, yeah, very excited for Jessica.
Keeping it alphabetically, after Jessica, we've got Jimbo. Oh wow.
I'm excited.
I love how much the world loves Jimbo. You know how I feel. I think this look is really well done. It is so cool. It's like, I love when the proportions are just of a size where they just look like a cartoon.
Yeah. I would say, unpopular opinion, I don't know, controversial opinion, best All-Stars look to ever come out for a promo.
It's really good. It really is good. It has a point of view. I know the breasts are a point of contention for some, but it's the iconic part about Jimbo are the breasts. So to make those circular.
But doesn't even feel like the breast. That's not the first place my eye goes.
But I think it's like funny, the spheres, like the circle shape. Yeah. It's a pattern play thing that I think they executed so well.
Yeah. And I want to know what this fur is. I love this fur.
You know what? Is it a feather instead? Like,
is it a marabou?
I don't know if it's a marabou. That is thousands upon thousands upon thousands of feathers to get that density.
And dollars.
That part. We're not ugly, we're just poor.
It looks like marabou. I'm looking at marabou right now and it looks like marabou because it's that short, very soft, fluffy feather. So it might be a marabou feather.
And just looking, like, if it's marabou, that last tier is a mini golf course.
It's huge.
That's a lawn.
It's huge. There's eggs under Jimbo for this. It's just so well constructed, so beautiful. Even the way they did the photo, like that she was like shocked that she was being attacked by paparazzi, like just
It's so good. It is so fun. So good.
And what a glow up from her Canada Drag Race promo look.
Oh, yes.
For my season. Like, how she looked on that versus how she looks now. Like, what a difference.
What a difference. And then something that isn't different is Jimbo's confessional top. Have you seen the clip how they are wearing the exact same top for three seasons now? It's her vintage little fringy moment. And I think that's kind of cute. Do we like that?
I wish she wore something a little different. But I do like that now she's like, every time I'm on TV, I'm just wearing this top.
Yeah, it's kind of like this, the confession lives in like the zeitgeist of, it transcends seasons at this point. Yeah,
it never changes.
She's like truly, again, she knows how to be iconic, that Jimbo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very, very excited.
So good. So beautiful. Great job, Jimbo.
This is the Jimbo Stan podcast.
We are Jimbo fans. I love Jimbo.
Next, we have Coco. No, sorry. It's the last name that got me. Okay, next we have Kahana Montrese. Yes. I almost said Coco Montrese. It's her daughter, Kahana.
No, Kahana. Kahana Montrese, who has maybe like such a massive glow. Well, when she was on the show, she was on with only a few months of drag under her belt. Now she's on with like, she's like a Valentina where she got on when she just started doing drag. So then she was able to start doing drag with like Drag Race money.
Mm-hmm.
So she, and in Vegas, so like, of course she looks like this. She's incredible.
And she saw some doctors after the season.
Oh yeah, she saw one or two doctors. She's got she's got some hips, she's got some face.
She really did. And she's open about it. She's talked about some of her plastic surgery. And honestly, she's got that all-star glow up. She's like, let's do it.
Yeah, she looks wild, incredible. And I mean, I'm happy that she showed off her body so much. I love a body girl. So the fact that she was able to just wear this like really stunning, tiny little piece just to show off, like, look at these hips. They're silicone.
I could never. She's wearing very little and it looks still so incredible.
Mm-hmm. There's not a hair on those legs. Not one.
No, airbrushed. Like, lasered off years ago. No hair. I think the hair is beautiful. She looks, she's giving like Cardi B energy. Very expensive. Very like
great.
Hollywood. It's fun. I wanna know about more about like Kahana's personality. I feel like at this point I'm starting to get to know who she is aesthetically, and then I want to dive in and like get to know their sense of humor, because I believe every queen has a sense of humor, whether it's like in your face or nuanced. I find we're all funny, so I'm curious to see if we get to see that side of Kahana this season.
I feel like she'd have a great laugh.
Yeah maybe. I think so. She appreciates humor, but you don't think she'll be like making the jokes?
I don't know if she'd be necessarily funny, but I think she'd be a great person to laugh with.
Ooh. I'm curious to see more of that side of her, because I feel there's, again, it's been a minute. She wasn't on, it's like, when was she, what season was she on? Was it 9 or 10?
She was on season 9, I think, and she was out second.
So it's, again, been a minute. Very excited for Kahana.
Yeah, there's been 400 seasons since hers.
Sorry, not sorry. We're just going to take a quick little ad break.
We got We got that shine. In case you missed it, could have kissed it, strike the floor like we're lightning. Feeling static, fan fanatic, come together, united. I see you looking at me, charm this room with the power of three, on your knees for the Trinity. When we pose, whoa, electricity. You know just what we're doing, they clueless, but we call, we the pack, you know who's this. Lights out and we're ready to fly. You want it? We're the power, we electrify. You got it? We gon' give you all the time of your life. We got that shine. Cause me and my pack, that's lock and key. So just give it like that, that. Come on, get it now, do it like a rat, rat. Come on, take a break, get you so wet, you might need a rice. So when you're done with me, yeah, you're gonna be broke. Flash, blackout, panic, burr. Power back up from the generator. Flash, blackout, panic, burr. So just give it like that, that. We gon' give you all the time of your life. We got that shine.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
All right, welcome back. So next up, we have one of my favorite queens in the world, Candy Muse. I am a Candy Muse fan. I love Candy Muse. I think she is a fashion girly, so I am super excited that she's on the season. What are you excited for?
I want Candy. You want Candy. We all want Candy.
I want Candy. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Yes. And again, that opportunity, like more money begets better drag, to quote Jinx Monsoon. This is a perfect example of it. Candy already had a great eye and could turn, you know, inexpensive things into looking expensive. Now she gets to just like wear expensive things and look otherworldly. This is the idea when we're talking about infrastructure and the hip to give it that exaggerated look. Candy did it. No notes.
Beautifully. Yeah. Candy's also one of those girls where she's a fashion girl and people just say she's not because she's not skinny. But Candy's a fashion girl.
Like, and I Candy... think sometimes when people do comedy too, the fans pick a lane. Like, some people might like Candy for what she says, and then there's the other people for what she wears. I'm picking up on you and I appreciating both.
I appreciate both, but I think anybody can be funny. Like how we said, like, anyone can be like a comedy girl, but I feel like Candy is a fashion girl. Like, she's one of the girls, like, it's like, I want her on the fashion photo reviews. Like, she's got a good eye. So I love everything about this. I love the like high stripper shoe, the like feathers coming off, the hair and how structured it is. It almost looks like a flower.
I know.
The with feather that, like, for tiny me is a little bit of lavender.
The feather is so beautiful. It's that type where it has a stem and then the feather starts. So it almost has this feather orbit around it. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. It really is like couture. It's
and it would probably so have such beautiful movement when you walk. Like they would bounce.
Exactly. That's exactly what I picture as well. It just that those feathers are individually placed, people, and there are thousands.
I love it. No,
I'm sewing some pieces myself right now, so I see all this construction, and I'm just like, oh my god, oh my god, it's so impressive. It's so well done.
I love it. Yeah, so beautiful, so well done, and I'm really excited for just. I hope Candy fights someone because I love when Candy fights someone.
Also, shout out, looking at her photo, one of the fans' signs in the background says, from the hood to Hollywood.
That's what she said when she walked in.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
The other one says, let me be arrogant, baby. I want Candy Muse. They knew. The people who did this promo, they knew. They said, we've got some iconic lines here.
And I think for me, the thing about Candy, her face, the way she paints, she always kind of looks a little, like, pissed off.
Just a little bit. It's that eyebrow.
And I think that's my favorite part, because she is there for a good time, but those eyebrows, you're not sure. You're like, wait, are you a little mad?
I'm
a little scared of you.
I love it. I love her makeup, too. Her makeup, I feel, is she's got a very individual sense of her makeup. I don't feel like I see a lot of girls who do a similar thing to her. So it's always fun to see the way that she's going to play it.
I love it. Oh, so mm-hmm. exciting.
All right. Next up, we have Lala Ri.
Bam, bam. The golden boot recipient of her season for her design challenge dress. I want to see an iteration of that in like fully rhinestoned. Like,
oh, she's got
to. She has to do an homage to it. We must. We got to see it.
Like, I'm surprised it wasn't her entrance look. Like, that would be my entrance look.
That's kind of a good... And then that outfit doesn't get critiqued, so it could be a moment to, like, take a risk like that.
Yeah, have a little bit of fun with it. Like, walk in with, like, some bags and, like, a bag on your head and being like, hey. Like, right? I think it'd just be fun.
That'd be so funny. A little bag pun in there.
Right? The fact that she doesn't have a little bag with her promo, I'm like, come on. Like, where's the bag?
Maybe she's traumatized from it because she knows that sent her home. So she's like, let's separate. Because I don't know. Because if you went back, would you do an homage to like the cut discs kind of thing? You kind of did it for your reunion. I feel like you already did it. Sorry.
Yeah. If I go back, I would do an homage to something else. I've already decided.
She's like, I've already done that, Cynthia.
Jeez. I've already done that, but I do it for something else. But we both know that I will never get the call back. So that's fine.
First out, girlies. I see it. I see it.
I know. But I just don't have much faith.
Speaking of seeing, what do we think of Lala's look, though, for this Meet the Queens?
I love it. I like the like kind of gold and orange fabric. Everything about the dress is like, it's beautiful. It's not my favorite of all the gowns, especially like I don't love the kind of like blunt way it's cut at the bottom and the kind of like hemming. I'm mm-hmm. not the biggest fan of that, but I like the hip. I like the shoulder and the kind of nude top. The best part about this whole look is her face and the hair.
I'm nodding aggressively. She looks really good. She looks really good.
The face and the hair, take it. Like, ugh.
Put it in the bag. The shopping bag.
Oh, she's taking it. Yeah, she looks great.
I agree. I think there's elements of the dress that could maybe... The wraparound fabric, I almost wish it, like, sat a little higher or lower. Or I think there's something about that midsection of the dress. I just want to, like, adjust just the teeniest bit. But that's hard to do, that kind of wrapping. Because you have to hand stitch it, and sometimes you can't do it while Lala's in it because you would poke her to death. So sometimes the way those things sit on the dress form versus the person, it can be very, very tricky. So
I feel like it's reminiscent of, remember Brooklyn did a similar waistline?
Diana's piece. Yes.
Diana's piece. I feel like if it was done more like that, where it was like the waistline was a little lower, the bottom was a drop waist, and the bottom wasn't just that little bit. It was like a huge bottom. And then maybe we got rid of those big shoulders. Maybe that kind of like swoosh around the hip would feel a little bit more purposeful.
Totally. Huge bottom for the huge bottom.
I kind of agree. It's just sort of like, but she looks great. It doesn't look bad at all. Just little things. Are you excited for Lala on the show?
I am. I think she's a sweetheart. I ran into her last DragCon. She's just a good energy. I'm curious to see what she's going to bring. But I do want to see that joke. I want to see the bag joke at one point. If she doesn't bring it, I'll be upset.
I'm excited for her performances because the La La Ri experience, you know?
Hello.
Hello.
Speaking of hello, we've got Monica Beverly Hills with a Z. That's on
another
the end.
Another Hills. Early out girl. I think Monica was a second or third.
Yeah. See.
Hey.
Tali, what do you think about this look?
I like the look to an extent. I think they did her a little dirty in the execution of the photo, because why would they take this like beautiful centerpiece and blow a gust of wind at it awkwardly?
Yeah, it's like a crotch shot for no reason.
Yeah, I feel like if they chose a different photo, I would like the outfit a lot better, because it feels like we got a really kind of like half-assed photo of it.
Yeah, I would have had the dress fall back down and then like kind of bevel the one foot out a little bit more just to show extra long leg, but not see the disco ball panty. I appreciate that it's there for when, you know, you might get a little flash, a glance when she's walking, but an actual photo, it almost feels a little distasteful now that I'm actually tearing it apart. I'm like, I don't like that.
And also, like, you could tell that the middle chain is meant to be a drop. The chain's supposed to drop. And the way that the wind hits it, it's like coming up and hitting her in the stomach.
And yeah, there's supposed to be slits on both sides, right? And then that kind of just sit in the middle. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this then feels like a scarf. It's like a little scarf.
Yeah, because then when you look at the whole group photo, the outfit reads a lot better because you can see it sitting in the middle with both legs and how high it comes up. And it looks, it's a lot more better executed when you look at that photo versus the promo photo they used. Yeah. Shady boots.
Waist up, I would wear that though. I love the disco ball. Yeah.
I love the disco tits, yeah.
Very Gaga, very Just Dance. I'm here for it. Yeah,
and she looks beautiful. She's one of the first trans women to ever come out on the show.
Hallelujah.
So beautiful. She looks incredible. She looks gorgeous. Really excited for her, because she was out in an early, early season. Like, she's like season 2 or 3, I think. So, no, she's season 3. I think she's season 3. So that's like huge for her to be able to come back, being an early, early out on such an early season. So that's incredible. So really happy for her. I don't know much about her, so I can't really say much about what I'm excited for, but I think the look is beautiful and I'm excited to kind of see what she brings.
Me too. I think that's my favorite part about the queens from earlier seasons. It's like we get to be reintroduced. A whole fan base gets to be reintroduced. So can't wait, Monica. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Next we have Mrs. Kasha Davis.
There's always time for a breakdown.
For a cocktail.
Have you seen the meme where it's just there's always time for, and they just replace like the thing?
No. Oh my God, amazing. Yeah,
so my favorite one is breakdown. So I post it when I'm like feeling unhinged. There's always time for a breakdown.
Oh my God, amazing.
I love her. What do you think of Miss Kasha Davis? What are you excited for? What do you think of the outfit? Tell me.
I feel like she comes to the competition with like a blast from the past. I feel like her energy will always be like a classic, respectful queen. Funny. She makes her mark. She's going to give you classic drag. Like even this look for the Meet the Queens. Big ass boa, big ass hair. It's going to be sparkly. More is more with Kasha Davis. And I think it's adorable. I think she fills a certain gap in the like repertoire of queens this season. I also love this photo in particular, how it's her signing prints. And then the image of the print is like an old photo from her first season. It's just so interesting to me to see her glow up. If you like focus in on the photo, I think she's sweet. She's got a documentary that I've been meaning to watch. I think I resubscribed to Out TV to watch So Fierce, that sewing competition show. I wonder if it's on there, because I know she came out with a documentary. I want to see it.
I'm really excited for her. Everything that you said, like, she's just like a fun classic girl. It's fine. My only critique with the outfit is that like sash thing on her hip with this giant boa. I don't think it's necessary. I wish she just kind of went with this like cat suit and then with the boa. And I will say, this might be like a weird thing, the fact that she's wearing this like beautiful purple lace, but it stops at the wrist and stops at the ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it just be great if it went right into the shoe and then right to like the either the tips of her fingers or at least pointed out like at a like just met her middle finger, so it at least like kind of came off in a point. Something about the blunt end of it just kind of makes me feel uneasy. So I wish that it just kind of continued. It made her look a little longer.
I feel that. I think that would help too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see. What else do you love about Miss Kasha Davis? Fashions aside.
Fashions aside. I just think she's fun, you know? Yeah. And she's a great talking head. She's a great person to always have in a challenge. She's a sober sister. She's a sober girly. So always going to love that, being represented on TV.
So there isn't time for a cocktail.
There is not. There is always time for a mocktail. So I don't know. I'm excited. I think she'll be fun.
Cute. I know. Oh, juice. I'm getting stressed. I feel like I don't want anyone to go home first.
Somebody's got to go.
And is our up next, is that our last queen?
Yes.
Oh my God. Our last queen of the crop is Nayshia Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Who has been... So Nayshia Lopez has been hosting the Roscoe's viewing party for a number of years now.
So she's got all the tea.
Oh, she's got the tea, bitch. And it's kind of funny because her entrance look is her walking in a prisoner's outfit. And everyone was saying that it's funny that she wore that because it's her kind of saying, like, I don't give a fuck about the NDA.
Oh, she's like, I'm going to go to prison. I'll go to prison for this.
I'll go to prison for this. I don't care about the NDA. I'm just going to have fun no matter what, because that's going to give you a good show. Because that's kind of what happens at Roscoe's, is they'll ask them little things and they'll get the tea and it goes viral all the time.
No, totally. The girlies know it's going on YouTube, and then the stans will watch it. It's quite the stage.
Yeah. So that's kind of going to be really fun. And especially like if she's going to be then hosting her own viewing party, like, is that going to happen?
Good question. Maybe she'll tour around a little bit and then like go back to Roscoe's at a certain point. I don't know. Let's ask Nayshia.
let's go to Nayshia right now.
Just online.
But speaking of Nayshia, though, her actual outfit, my favorite part about this is the red and the hair.
Yes, the wet hair. She pulled off the wet hair so well.
The wet hair, it looks so structured, but it looks wet. It's almost that like Carmen Farala when she did that lip sync with the wet hair, but in more of the finger wave. It's beautiful. It's one of the best ways I've seen somebody do a wet hairstyle, especially with something so glamorous.
I was just going to say, I think this is probably my favorite version of wet hair I've ever seen.
Me too. I'm obsessed with it. And the neckline, the legs, the shoes, everything about this is perfect.
Her skin looks just so soft and so bronzy. And I love this color on her. I think it's a really, really strong look. I want this.
It's incredible. Yeah. She has been working out a lot. She did Mr. Continental.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
No. What?
She did Mr. Continental a few years ago.
Stop it. That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh my God. It's a thing. Oh my God. I want to go to Mr. Continental more than I want to go to Miss Continental.
I kind of was just thinking that for you. I was like, shouldn't you go to that?
Me and Tommy. So Tommy's Tommy's our manager. Me and Tommy always watch Mr. Continental every single year. We'll send each other the videos. It is so over the top. So extra. Oh my God. Camp. I want to see Elite plus... and Mr. more than I want to see the regular pageant.
Screaming. Does Mr. Continental come with like lots of, is it similar to like a bodybuilding competition? So lots of spray tans?
No, it's faggy.
Okay, good.
It's a drag competition, but there's like no drag. Like they're still doing a lip sync. They're still doing all of it. They're doing like evening gown, but it's like suits. They do a bathing suit and it's little Speedos. I am obsessed with it.
I need to watch all of Nayshia's Mr. Continental run. That is incredible.
It's very good.
Oh my God. It's fun.
I love it. I love it so much. She didn't win, but she's already won.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh, Mr. Continental? Oh, if our viewers out there have not watched Mr. Continental, if you love good old faggotry, watch Mr. Continental every single year. It is just gay, 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 and I am obsessed with it.
Oh my God, fun. That's fun surprise of the day. I know what I'm YouTubing later. But yeah, I feel like I love her energy. You're right. With her entrance look, she's just here to say, I'm going to make good TV. And that's what we want.
And win.
And win. Maybe. But aren't we stressing? I don't want any of these girls to go home.
I'm not. They're all rich. They're fine.
Who would you chop?
First? Who would I chop first? Who would I chop first? Just from promo looks?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Monica.
I'm sorry, my dear. It was the shot. The photographer did you dirty.
Yeah. Wait, I'm trying to think of a good goodbye line for her. Monica, we'll always see you on the sunset of Beverly Hills.
Yes! See, Juice, you're not going to come back as a contestant. You're going to come back as a host.
Of course. I'm going to host Drag Race.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I love that. But do you want to take a little break before we get to an audience question?
Oh, my God, your brain. Yes, SQ Cuties, we'll be right back. Crushed it. Absolutely crushed it, Juice. That's our cast for All Stars 8.
Mm-hmm. Really excited. Love an All Star season. Always super, super fun. And this one isn't a versus the world, so there'll be more than 6 episodes.
And lip sync assassins.
Lip sync assassins. It's not going to be all winners, so they're not going to sit there and be nice to them the whole time. There's going to be drama. It's going to be great TV. So I'm really excited. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Do we want to do a betting pool? Like, do we want to like pick a winner? I know we kicked out Monica.
Oh, do you want to do a...
It's hard because they vote each other. Like, there's so much politics in a season that we can have a favorite, but it's like, we don't know what'll happen.
Let's just pick one winner and see which that winner is. Rather than a whole betting pool, let's just pick one winner each.
Okay.
Okay, who's yours?
I have Jimbo. I want Jimbo to win. I want a Canadian to go all the absolute way. I think that would be so amazing.
Okay, I'm going to pick James Mansfield.
Work. I wasn't sure if you were going to pick Candy or James.
Ooh, you know I'm a Candy fan. I'm a big Candy fan. Tried and true Candy muse.
But James could really...
I feel like James has the chops to win it. And also, I got to keep it real with my first out girlies, you know?
Exactly. Pork Chop Lounge.
We were sitting in the Pork Chop Lounge. We're playing Mario Kart together. I gotta represent, so...
Oh my God, I'm very excited for this season. It kicks off in... What about 2 weeks? 2 weeks time, we get our first episode?
I think so. So once it premieres, then we will start reviewing it. But in the meantime, we've got some special little surprises, maybe some interviews, maybe Cynthia and I just talking about nothing.
What we were talking about?
Do you know what I've always wanted to do is Am I the Asshole episodes?
That's next week. We are going to be doing Am I the Asshole Reddit threads.
We'll go through Am I the Asshole Reddit threads and talk about them. I think that'll be fun.
We're here for it. This is the riveting content our SQ Cuties love, because they just want to be in our lives. We want to be in their ears every single week. And we do that for them.
Yeah. Breaks? No. Not us.
Not us.
All right. But speaking of breaks, we have got an audience question. This one is from Elle. Let's give it a listen.
This one made me laugh.
Oh, you already listened to it?
Yes, I did.
Hi, Juice. Hi, Cynthia. I am Elle. I am a drag queen from the UK. If you could compete on any Drag Race franchise, any country, if you were to go back for a Versus the World and All Stars, or even just to compete on a new season, what country or franchise would you choose? Because personally, I'd choose Canada because it's my favourite like franchise. It was the first one I ever watched. Juice, your season was the first Drag Race season I ever watched. It was amazing. You had this BBC Three like short promo video that kept coming up on my Snapchat that was like you guys all sang to it, and then you flipped your hair over, like it was this long blonde unit with like colored highlights. Beautiful. Yeah, I am excited to see what you guys say. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Oh, Elle, that was so sweet. Thank you so much. We love you too. I remember that promo, actually. That was really fun. That was
Elle is definitely a bigger Juice fan than a Cynthia fan.
You know what? I don't get those often. Let me have this.
I love it. I love it. Have it. Have it. Have it.
Have it. They're always like, Cynthia, you're so perfect and beautiful. Juice, you're fine. but I remember that promo. That promo was, I think it was a Kylie Minogue song. And yeah, I think it was Kylie Minogue. And I remember they gave us 2 days to film it. And I had to film it inside of my parents' garage because I was living with them at the time. Because
the
I was
COVID
saving
special.
The COVID special 2020. And I remember I did it in my parents' garage with some lights that we found and an iPhone. And my husband recorded it and we sent it off and they were able to create that funny little promo. But I would say my country that I would want to do Australia.
I would either want to do Australia or like Thailand and not know what's going on the entire time. Like I don't get a translator. Like I think I would come in and it would just be so brutal. We could start with design challenges, like things I could like present something with, and then at a certain point it would just be like, Cynthia, you have to go home, you don't speak the language. But I would try my darndest and I feel like it would make good TV.
Yeah, well, I feel like, or do you think they'll ever do a non-English speaking Versus the World?
I hope so. I feel like that's the whole point of Versus the World, but I don't know. I do not know.
I love that. I love that Elle picked Australia. You're gonna be in Thailand,
and I love that Elle wants to come to Canada.
Oh, did you see both of our faces? We were like, why? But then her explanation was really nice. But sorry, there's like a hair in my nose that I'm just like,
it's actually your Invisalign. It goes up into your nostrils.
Fucking Invisalign. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us again for another week of Semi-Qualified Queens. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, do not forget to send us a message on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Or if you want your voice to be heard on the podcast, record a message like Elle at www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod.
Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next week for a little bit of Am I the Asshole with me and Cynthia Kiss. I think that'll be really fun.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, bye,
cuties. Oh no, did it fall off? Or are there bigger ears?
They come off.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!